Thank you. was the great Soul Jazz Orchestra. Soul Jazz, one word. Orchestra, second word. And the track was Celestial Blues from their brand new album, Inner Fire. So that just came out February 25th on Strut Records. They are the finest Afro-Latin jazz group in all of Ottawa, probably all of Canada, and traveling all around Europe. So they're branching out beyond their Canadian borders, and wish them a whole bunch of luck, and hopefully they'll come to Vancouver. I will let you know when such a thing happens. And before the Soul Jazz Orchestra, you heard a long piece by William Onyebor, a track called Body and Soul. So that guy, super innovative. He was doing music that nobody else was doing in West Africa, really in the whole world back in the late 70s. And it's kind of like a predating techno music, because it's just this long repeating patterns of music, really trance-like stuff, and all the synths and kind of the disco drum beat and stuff. So yeah, good stuff. Check out his documentary. It's called Fantastic Man, and he only appears in the documentary for like 10 seconds, and he just walks outside and makes this nice gesture in his flowing robes. And yeah, an enigmatic figure for sure. And next we're playing some music that I can't tell you what it's called, because this is in Greek. So I went to Soyuz, the desert of British Columbia, a few days ago. I helped my friend, and good luck, Connor, to your whole new life. You just became the head chef on a golf course in a brand new restaurant, so that's exciting. And we're going to try to get rattlesnake wraps on the menu. I think that could be a big hit over there in the desert. And so just wandering around the town, found this is a store that has all this Elvis memorabilia out front, and then they got this back room full of records and you know, typical thrift store records. But then I asked the guy who run if he had any foreign music, and he's like, oh well, I don't know, do you like Greek music? I got this whole collection, a couple boxes of old Greek stuff, and I was excited. And this is one of the finds. So this is music from 1973, made in Greece. Everything's written in Greek. I'm going to have to do some work to try to translate the album and the musician. But he's playing some sort of fiddle thing on the cover, sitting up against an ancient column. So, and this is a record that used to belong to Charlie Killam. His name is on it. So thanks, Charlie, for letting me have your record. And check this out. This is some rip-roaring music out of Greece. Enjoy.
Χόραψες το κάμπο, σουστά. Μα παπουτσής είναι κοντά και κάνει σου παπουτσιά. Η σουτά είναι ο χώρος ο πιο παλιός της Κρήτης. Πιο παλιός συγκρίτης, κι όταν τον χορεύουνε, σιε το ψιλορίτης. Thank you.
bolestan sam će. Ti ne možeš da me liječiš, ona može, ali neće. Bolestan sam, zeko moja, od pustana njenih blagi. A najviše, zeko moja, od očiju njenih hej. Bolestan sam, bolestan, zeko moja, bolestan,
bolestan,
zeko moja, žalostan sam, žalostan.
Thank you.
Some funky disco from Hong Kong, 1970s style. That was Sum Sum and Pan Pan with the track, which I cannot possibly begin to pronounce or even read. So yeah, Hong Kong, 1977. And before that, some 80s Croatian rock. Yeah, you know, I know you asked for it. The man who's very well dressed on the name is Alan Slavica. But it's just Alan for you, just like Madonna. He's, yeah, just known as Alan. And the track I played was called Bolestan Sam Sik Moya. Really good, catchy chorus in that. And so that was from 1986 from Zagreb. And I found that in Madeira Park on the Sunshine Coast in a lovely little record, used stuff shop. And they only had a few records. And that was one of them. So, yes, finding all sorts of interesting stuff in small town BC. Before that, before Alan, yep, the good old Alan, we heard Fulgeance, that is a French producer, brand new stuff, actually. The track was called Velcro, and super classy and bizarre. It says, fueled by soul, funk, and disco, the electro-injected sound of Detroit's hip-hop and experimental electronics. And, yep, brand new October called Cubes. Yeah, so, and start off that set with a Greek traditional piece from 1973, and I can tell you what it's called. Okay, just a few messages from some friends about what's going on around, and then we are coming back and traveling to the CR.
This is Bird Note. Location, location, location. Location is just as important in birding as in real estate. But unlike real estate, where the prime location has a panoramic view or great ambiance, birding is often best in the most unlikely places. For instance, sewage treatment plants are great places to look for birds. Watch for gulls, ducks, and the ever-vigilant raptors keeping watch nearby. Another place might be your local landfill or dump. From Alaska to southern Texas, dumps are often great places for good birds. The Juneau, Alaska landfill is famous for its gathering of gulls. And you used to be able to find lots of ravens, too. And at the southern tip of the country, the Brownsville, Texas dump was, for years, the only place in the U.S. you could find a Tamaulipas crow. For a more sedate birding adventure, visit a cemetery. Especially in rural areas and in the Midwest, cemeteries are often repositories of native plants, remnants of the native habitats of the 19th century. They're magnets for migratory birds, which find food and cover in those green oases. They're quiet, too. Just remember, birds are where you find them.
When the internet first started, it wasn't a big deal, but Canadian internet advertising has grown by 1,000% since 2005. 80% of that Canadian ad money goes to American internet companies like Google, Facebook, YouTube, and many more. Meanwhile, Canadian media, especially local news, are struggling again. It's time to close this loophole. It's time to help our struggling local media and raise new tax revenues for the things that matter to Canadians.
Learn more at friends.ca/closetheloophole.
I am Nick Legacy, and we are going to the Central African Republic. I think I'm going to start with some music, and then I'll tell you a bit about the country after that. So, amazing traditional music here. There are people that were formerly called the Pygmies, which means quite small people, nobody really taller than 5 foot, probably on average, actually. But now, not quite a great name for them, not very politically correct. So they are a tribe called the Baka, and it features wooden trumpets on this one. So yeah, I'll tell you a bit about that later, but check this out. It's beautiful.